All right, day four is in the books. How'd you guys feel like you played today defensively 4 days in?
Good. You know, what you're looking for is hopefully you don't get a day where you take a downturn. Installed a couple things today and try to take it just a little bit light on the install. But the thing that I love is the energy. A lot of energy, a lot of leadership from different position groups. You know, the thing that we're trying to focus on is just being relentless to the football. There's not a ton we're asking them to do defensively, scheme-wise. So, you know, play sound football and run. That's where we've been getting our turnovers in the past. You look at the USC game, guys running guys down, stripping guys from behind. So being relentless to the football is a big, big emphasis for us right now.
When you hear Kyle make the comment yesterday that our secondary could be as good or better than it was a year ago, and we're 4 days into practice, what goes through your head?
He can make those statements. He's the head man. We'll find out who we are on is it August 31st? Is that our first
30
game?
30 days from today.
Yeah, we'll find out who we are then. You know, it's and up until then, you know, what you say is not – I love what we see in athleticism and they're competing. But until they're under those lights,
yeah,
it's hard to gauge.
Well, you played back there. I mean, you look at these guys. What gives you and Kyle that potential hope that these guys could be that good when you look at them out there? Is it the athleticism? Is it the raw – ability? And you've had some of these guys. Booby's been in the program,
right.
Burgess and Blackman were in the program, Casey Hughes has been in the program, so they've been here, they just haven't had as many reps,
right? And it's the confidence there with which they're playing, whereas before, guys like Booby, guys like Casey, just, you know, for whatever reason, whether it was schematically or technique wise they weren't comfortable. Now they're upperclassmen. Now they're to the point where, okay, you know what, I'm coming into my own, this is my time. They're comfortable, they're confident. And with the new guys, what you're seeing is just an upgrade in, you know, in talent level. And, you know, we've recruited well, and, you know, this past class was really good. If we can, you know, stay healthy, that's the biggest deal. If we can stay healthy, we feel like these guys can come along quickly enough that it could be a pretty good secondary.
We asked you a lot about safeties and Chase yesterday, but let me ask you about Philip Afia. What's the biggest challenge for him in stepping up? Corian's got that size. I guess he can move to strong in the short term, but for Philip specifically, who was in your program a year ago, but I think he came into the program as a corner initially, and have you moved him to safety, or was he always a safety?
Always a safety.
Okay.
Always a safety.
So what's the challenge he faces now stepping up and kind of getting those first team reps at free?
Well, I tell you what, it's not athleticism. It's not – because he's made some plays that make you go, wow. He's done some really good things. Another interception today in one-on-ones. For him, it's going to be the game time experience. It's going to be
under the lights.
Under the lights, the stuff that comes with it. All of a sudden, they're doing something they hadn't seen before. It's, you know, the ability to, when the pressure's on and when the lights are on, to keep your composure, to continue to disguise. To, you know, disguise your coverages. A lot of the times, guys will go from practice in a practice setting where they're comfortable disguising, they're comfortable doing some things, and then with the tempo of an offense, the speed of a game, the pressure's on, I just want to get lined up correctly, right? And so it's the game time experience. The more game time experience they have, the more confidence they build and being able to carry over from practice to the game. So it's game time experience.
All right, one more question, but on the other side of the ball, you've been scheming against this offense for a number of years. You've seen four practices with Darren Carrington. Troy Taylor and Kyle Whittingham smile pretty big when talking about his abilities. What have you seen?
Well, it's, you know, the addition of him plus the wideouts that we have in the program, the couple guys that we've added, it just gives them a little bit more depth. Now you're not fighting the whole, you know, you get a guy that runs a couple reps and a streak down the field, you're confident in the next guy to step up and go make plays, whereas before that depth's been an issue. So they definitely have the talent in this offense. They're going to be throwing, so you got to have guys that can catch the ball, and I know they're pleased with what they've seen thus far.